जय। समवेता भक्तवृंद की जय। नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रजेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। मुखं करोति वच्चलं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतरणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम्। So today we will continue with the Bhakti Vaibhava course, and the sections today and tomorrow will be actually, so will be the sections corresponding to the second half of chapter 5, entitled Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. And last week we discussed the first part of chapter 5. I spoke the first day, and His Grace Krishna Kshetra Prabhu spoke the second day. What do you remember about that? What it was about? Good, very good. So Srila Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction and then Narada Muni's had appeared at the end of a previous chapter and started to instruct Srila Vyasadeva to glorify Krishna because he was dissatisfied due to having shortcomings in putting Krishna at the center. And many beautiful verses were read and discussed in the section about how, for example, the glorification of the Lord is compared to places very beautiful where swans gather. Conversely, those words that do not glorify the Lord are compared to places of pilgrimage for crows. And then Narada Muni speaks about how everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. The work should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Intellectual pursuits should be engaged in the service of the Lord, and then they become Hari Kirtan. Human life is meant to be dedicated for the highest welfare, for the service of the Lord. So these were some of the instructions given by Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. And now in today's section, Narada Muni will explain his personal story. Nowadays in the postmodern world, when people meet, sometimes say, okay, what's your story? Isn't it? Sometimes you meet somebody. Okay, tell me your story. And among devotees also, devotees like to share, how did you join Krishna consciousness? Isn't it? We have good remembrances from the time we joined. And we like to share them. So Srila Narada Muni is sharing his personal experience in order to inspire his disciple, Srila Vyasadeva, to write about the Supreme Lord, about Sri Krishna. So this will be today's section from verses 23 to 31, and tomorrow we will listen to further instructions related to engaging everything in the service of the Lord and to using, Narada Muni gives an example, comparing activities which normally bind us to the laws of karma to a medicine, to something which is used therapeutically. The very same cause of an illness, when used therapeutically, can become the cause for curing that illness. For example, milk. Milk can cause intestinal disorders or stomach disorders, and by using milk therapeutically as yogurt or curds, certain type of curd, that can counteract the very same illness created by milk. So similarly, the activities that normally bind us, when we engage them in the service of the Lord, they become the cause of liberation. This will be the topic for discussion for tomorrow. So let's sing the verse, read the purport and the next verses, and then we will have some discussions on the main themes found in this section, in Narada Muni's submarine life story. Aham puratita, aham puratita bhave bhavam mune. Aham puratita bhave bhavam mune. Yadasyastu kasyaschana vedavadinam nirupito balaka eva yoginam shushrushane pravrishi nirvivikshatam. Aham puratita bhave bhavam mune. Dasyastu kasyaschana vedavadinam nirupito balaka eva yoginam shushrushane pravrishi nirvivikshatan. Aham puratita bhave bhavam mune. Dasyastu kasyaschana vedavadinam nirupito balaka eva yoginam shushrushane pravrishi nirvivikshatam. Kasyaschana vedavadinam nirupito balaka eva yoginam Shushrushami Pravrishi Nirvivikshatam. Vaishnavis? Aham Puratita Bhave Bhavam Muni. Dasyastu Kasyaschana Vedavadinam. Nirupito Balaka Eva Yoginam. Shushrushani Pravrishi Nirvivikshatam. Aham Puratita Bhave Bhavam Muni. Dasyastu Kasyaschana Vedavadinam. Nirupito Balaka Eva Yoginam. Shushrushani Pravrishi Nirvivikshatam. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. We will not do the word by word for the sake of time to cover the section properly. O Muni, in the last millennium, I was born as the son of a certain maidservant engaged in the service of Brahmanas, who were following the principles of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their personal service. Purport. The wonder of an atmosphere surcharged with devotional service to the Lord is briefly described herein by Sri Narada Muni. He was the son of the most insignificant parentage. He was not properly educated. Still, because his complete energy was engaged in the service of the Lord, he became an immortal sage. Such is the powerful action of devotional service. The living entities are the marginal energy of the Lord, and therefore they are meant for being properly utilized in that transcendental loving service of the Lord. When this is not done, one's situation is called Maya. Therefore, the illusion of Maya is at once dissipated as soon as one's full energy is converted in the service of the Lord instead of in sense enjoyment. From the personal example of Sri Narada Muni in his previous birth, it is clear that the service of the Lord begins with the service of the Lord's bona fide servants. The Lord says that the service of his servants is greater than his personal service. Service of the devotee is more valuable than the service of the Lord. One should therefore choose a bona fide servant of the Lord, constantly engaged in his service, accept such a servant as the spiritual master, and engage himself the spiritual master's service. Such a spiritual master is the transparent medium by which to visualize the Lord, who is beyond the conception of the material senses. By service of the bona fide spiritual master, the Lord consents to reveal himself in proportion to the service rendered. Utilization of the human energy in the service of the Lord is the progressive path of salvation. the whole cosmic creation becomes at once identical with the Lord as soon as service in relation with the Lord is rendered under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. The expert spiritual master knows the art of utilizing everything to glorify the Lord, and therefore under his guidance, the whole world can be turned into the spiritual abode by the divine grace of the Lord's servant. And now I'll read the translations for the next verses. Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta bless me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports nor video games. Sports, video games could be added here in the modern context. Even though I was a boy, in addition, I was not naughty and I did not speak more than required. Once only, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food, and by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. O Vyasadev, in that association, and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna, and thus listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. O great sage, as soon as I got a taste of the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I had accepted gross and subtle coverings, for both the Lord and I are transcendental. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord, Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished. I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior, and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had a strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with body and mind. As they were leaving, those Bhakti Vedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead himself. By that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. So, what topics do we find here? What are the key issues that are revealed by Narada Muni by telling his personal story? The glories of service to the devotees. Good. By serving the devotees, we transcend any shortcomings we have. What were Narada Muni's shortcomings? He was born in a lower family, socially not a good family. It could be said he was the son, according to the description, it appears to be, because the father is not mentioned, it appears to be he was a member of a monoparental family. Use the term in English, monoparental family. Only one parent, one, in this case the mother, was taking care of him. So that was a very difficult situation. What else? What other shortcomings were there? He was not educated. He was very young. He was just a child, a little child. Was that a shortcoming? That was a virtue. That was actually what saved him. That his mother had the good luck to serve the Bhaktivedantas who happened to stop in the Brahmana Kula, the Brahmana house, where his mother was serving. And as a good child, he was very attached to his mother, and because his mother was his only shelter. And he helped her in serving those devotees. And he had the opportunity to listen to their Krishna Katha. Their Krishna Katha and their Krishna Kirtan. They will have during 4 months, morning and evening, Kirtan and Katha. So he became totally transformed by such association. So Srila Prabhupada refers many times to Narada Muni as the example of someone who became transformed by the power of the association of sadhus, of pure devotees of the Lord. What else do we learn in this section? Other key points, you could say, that are mentioned in the purport we read, or in the verses we read. Very good. Srila Prabhupada says we should select one of those devotees, one of those pure devotees, as spiritual master, someone who will personally guide us in our practices of devotional service, our practices of sadhana. Okay, good. Good, that actually will be another point, will be what are the qualifications of the disciple. And after we explore the second point, we can go to this point and explore further qualifications Narada Muni had, despite the fact that he had many shortcomings, as we have mentioned. So one should select a specific devotee as a spiritual master. What are the reasons we should do that? What are the advantages of doing that over simply associating with devotees without selecting a devotee, a specific devotee as a spiritual master? Of course, can be plural also, can be more than one. Srila Prabhupada explains, we accept initiation from one spiritual master, so the Diksha Guru is one, but we can have many Shiksha Gurus. Of course, if we do that in a formalized way, it's important that it is clear, expectations are clear, and proper etiquette is followed in order to avoid confusion. That they go to, or in order to avoid cheating, that they go to a spiritual master and ask instructions. If I don't like it, then I go to another spiritual master and ask his instruction. If I don't like it, I go to a third one and ask instruction. If I accept many spiritual masters, then I should follow the instructions of them all, not just one. Not just the instruction of them all whenever it is convenient for me. And then I use that to don't properly follow the instructions. So what are the advantages of accepting a spiritual master? Good. So it helps us to increase our faith and to properly follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Good. Service to the devotees of the Lord is more important than serving the Lord. Very good. Of course, we could say also this could be done in a general way without accepting a specific devotee as a spiritual master, somebody could argue. So then why to accept a spiritual master formally? Good. That's a very good point. So it's about the relationship. We establish a relationship with a particular devotee or devotees of the Lord, and in such relationships, naturally we feel inclined to serve them, to listen from them, and we develop faith on them. And naturally then we can grow. Any other points you can think of? Well, generally, Vaishnavas will not feel inclined to instruct another Vaishnava, generally speaking, unless there is a formal relationship for that to happen. Because Vaishnavas consider themselves servants of everyone. So the idea of instructing, of course instructing, it's also a service, but when it is formally established, then naturally that Vaishnava will do it with an attitude of service. Otherwise, that very same Vaishnava will not feel inclined to instruct. Or there are more chances. Maybe the Krishna will inspire him if he or she is a senior Vaishnava, may feel inclined to, maybe inspired by Krishna to say something at a particular moment when he sees something that needs to be corrected. But if that Vaishnava has the position, naturally will do it as a service to the Lord and to his disciples, to the devotees he's serving as a spiritual master. So by taking initiation, we connect with many other great souls. We connect with not just with one great soul, but with many others, with the whole parampara. That's your point? And in a bona fide fashion, we have guarantees that we are connected to a disciplic chain of great souls. Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. Yes, very good. Prabhupada, in many places in his books, actually, in several places, makes this point that actually spiritual life begins with the process of initiation. So there is no way around initiation. Initiation is very important because it means formal commitment with Krishna and with Krishna's servants. We approach Krishna through his servants. We cannot approach him directly. This is his desire, that we learn to serve his parts and parcels. Also in the Bible we find that Lord Jesus will say that whatever you do to the lesser, the lowest among you, this is what you are doing to me. What to speak then? So the Lord wants us to serve each and every part and parcel of his parts and parcels, each and every jiva, in service to him. He wants us to learn to see clearly that he is present within the heart of every living being. What to speak then of seeing him in the heart of his pure devotee, of someone who is really, really seeing in that way. Okay, now let's move now. Okay, we should approach a spiritual master. What are the qualifications a disciple should have, as exemplified by Sri Narada Muni in this section? One point was mentioned. He was a young boy, but still he was not wasting time. He was not engaged in superficial activities. Here the sports are mentioned. So anything that wastes our time, that will be the equivalent to the sports of Narada Muni, he was not attracted to. Carlo? He didn't speak more than required. Shruta Kirti Prabhu explains that how he observed this quality in Srila Prabhupada when he was serving him as personal servant. How Srila Prabhupada will speak only as much as required. I remember also Madhavananda Prabhu from Bhubaneswar, who lives in Bhubaneswar, once mentioned about Srila Gorgovinda Maharaj, his spiritual master, that he observed something very similar to a great extreme. Once he flew from India to Europe, and Gorgovinda Maharaj didn't say a word. You can imagine it. In how many hours is that? 12, 14 hours? He didn't say a word. And he was wondering, who is this person? Meaning, what is in his heart? He couldn't understand what was happening in his heart and his mind. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vikyanabujai. It is very difficult to understand the mind of a devotee, of a Vaishnava. So Srila Prabhupada also, Shruta Kirti Prabhu will appreciate that he was not wasting energy. He could speak for many hours about Krishna, but if there was nothing to say about Krishna, then he may stay long a long time without saying anything. And usually people, or in ordinary situations, we feel uncomfortable with long silences, isn't it? When we are with two people, with another person, and nobody says anything, we feel the need to say something in order to break the ice or to create a good atmosphere, isn't it? To be charming, and we want to connect with the person. But actually, sometimes there is no need. We may be connected in silence also. Sometimes we may be more connected in silence if we remember Krishna, if we remember the goal of life. Once we showed here a documentary film, The Great Silence. Who has seen that film? Anyone? It is a documentary. It is entitled The Great Silence because the filmmakers went to a Cartusian monastery in France, and they filmed for more than many hours, and they produced more than 3 hours film of what was happening in the monastery. And they have Maunavrata. Only once a week they are allowed to speak for 1 or 2 hours. The idea of that Maunavrata is to pray to God, to remember God. That's the idea. Of course, Srila Prabhupada explains that to speak about Krishna is also mauna. It's actually better than mauna, because we are bringing out what's in. If Krishna is within the heart, remembering Krishna is the object of mauna, by speaking about Krishna, we are sharing what's in our heart for the benefit of others. And this is what Narada Muni is asking Srila Vyasadeva to do. This is actually Srimad Bhagavatam, direct glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. So avoiding prajalpa, so this is something important. Next Tuesday, His Grace Rasamandala Prabhu will speak about the topic in the topical class, right? Is that called the coming week, right? Yes, Tuesday. It's next Tuesday. Okay, I'm mixing, yeah. So it's not next week, it's the week after, in 2 weeks from now. So the topic will be gossiping, how to deal with gossiping, or how to avoid gossiping in order to follow in the footsteps of Sri Narada Muni, as mentioned here. He won't speak more than necessary. What other qualifications are mentioned in regard to Narada Muni? Very good. This is purport 29 is? So let's read it. It's a one-paragraph purport. These are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of a pure and adulterated devotee. Such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. So always seeking association. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. He himself must be plain and gentle to receive the instructions of such a pure devotee. A pure devotee is a completely surrendered soul unto the personality of Godhead. He knows the personality of Godhead as the supreme proprietor, and all others are as his servitors. And by the association of pure devotees only, one can get rid of all sins accumulated by mundane association. A neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee, and he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success even in the existing duration of life. And that was actually the result for Narada Muni. In one lifetime, he went home back to Godhead. So we want to go back home, back to Godhead. If we do want to do that, we need to practically apply these qualities that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport. Faithfully serve the pure devotees, be obedient to the spiritual master, and strictly follow his instructions. Comments or questions on the topics we have discussed today? We have discussed the power of Sadhu Sangha. We have discussed the qualifications or the importance of approaching a spiritual master, selecting a spiritual master among the community of devotees, and the qualifications of a disciple in order to get the most benefit from the association of the spiritual master and other devotees. Yeah, it is actually a qualification. We're studying now Nectar of Devotion with the Bhakti Shastri group of students. And Srila Prabhupada mentions there that what we simply need is feeling attracted to devotional service. Sincerity and attraction to devotional service. So just by association, if we become attracted to become like that, like he saw the sages, he was a child, he saw the Bhaktivedantas, how they were, and he felt, I want to become like them. And by such attraction, then he became like them. So a disciple, by serving a spiritual master, by serving devotees, may come to desire, I want to become like my spiritual master. I want to serve Krishna like he serves. I want to develop his qualities. I want to serve the devotees as he does. And in this way, naturally, we nurture. This nurtures our Krishna consciousness and our character. The character becomes shape by such an attraction. Other comments or questions? Yes, the instructions, of course, they are there. All of them are there to be followed. Then the instructions given by, we could say, the general instructions found in Shastra and given by Srila Prabhupada in his books, they are like in the pharmacy, there are many medicines, and we can use them all as required according to the need. But then we need the prescription of a doctor, a medical doctor. And therefore, it's important to have living in physical form, living Vaishnavas who can help us in following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Of course, we can also, Srila Prabhupada said that I will live forever in my books. So he's present in his books. So when we have a dilemma, we can go to his books and study what he said about that particular topic. And then we will get clear instructions from Srila Prabhupada also. He's alive. But generally, like receiving instructions from Vaishnavas who are close to us, with whom we can easily access. Of course, nowadays, we don't have to be in physical proximity. Sometimes we can communicate also over phone or internet or in different ways. So we can get instruction in these ways. But it's important, the principle of having someone to whom approach in order to get guidance when we see that we need it. Sometimes we get stuck in something, so then we need help. And to approach the spiritual master, or we can approach also senior Vaishnavas, they're also gurus in that sense. We can get instructions from them. When we say Prabhu, Prabhu means master. So we are addressing a devotee as, you are my teacher. And especially senior Vaishnavas, they practically can act as Prabhus. Those who are more experienced than we are, they can give us guidance in issues that we need help. Any other comments, questions? Those of you who are doing this, following the study guide, any points from the study guide you like to discuss? Madhu Gopal Prabhu, you always have the study guide. So this will be the section we discuss today. In the previous chapter, what's in chapter 4? So it may, there may be a technical mistake. We can look at it if that's the case. Because the Narada Muni's life appears here, so it doesn't make sense. That's in chapter 4. In chapter 4, he only appeared before Srila Vyasadev, and he was welcomed by Vyasa. That's all. So it seems to be a mistake. It will be this section. Ghosh Thakur Prabhu?
Narada Muni, he was extraordinary because later on when he traveled, at one point he saw Krishna. Have you heard of Krishna in the forest? He jumped. He had a temporary vision of the Lord. So that's special. Like Amani of us, we can see the Lord in the Krishna movie. But Amani of us, although we have Shiva, can we say also, hopefully, maybe ourselves also, if we are
Yeah, it actually, Narada Muni exemplifies that anyone can get it because his material condition was difficult. And in a previous lifetime, he was, as some of you may have heard the narrative, it's in seventh canto, he was a Gandharva known as Upavarahana. He was cursed by the Prajapatis because during a yagya, started to sing mundane songs. So he very well could be one kuli who was in Maya, and during a kirtan mela, instead of doing kirtan, started to sing love songs to his girlfriend, for example. Like, instead of singing Hare Krishna, we'll sing whatever, I love you, whatever. So then the organizers of the mela got upset, and they said, you're a fool, you're a shudra. We curse you, you become a shudra. So actually, we could say, in a previous lifetime, he was not very successful in the kirtan melas. And he had to take birth as a shudra. So which it could be any of us, actually. Any of us could be Narada Muni. On the other hand, it is also a fact that that to achieve what he achieved, it is sudurlaba. Yesterday we were discussing in Nectar of Devotion the six characteristics of devotional service. And Srila Rupa Goswami explains how from the six characteristics of devotional service, two manifest, the first two, freedom from suffering and all auspiciousness or beginning of auspiciousness manifest at the stage of sadhana bhakti when we practice. But the characteristic of sudurlabha, that it is very rarely attained, that occurs at the stage of bhava bhakti, which is when the revelation of Krishna within the heart of the devotee takes place. Or we could say begins to take place. Srila Prabhupada talks about bhava bhakti as the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. So that's sudurlabha. And that can be attained only by special mercy. So even if we practice, unless the Lord and or his pure devotee give us special mercy, we won't be able to get it in this lifetime. So in that sense, we shouldn't be amazed that it didn't happen yet to us. Because this is like winning the lottery. We don't do these things. But they do fly a lot with Ryanair. And with Ryanair, they advertise lotteries. Some of you fly with Ryanair. They say, they sell scratch and win, something like that they call it. They have some papers, and people are supposed to scratch, and they can win 1 million euro, one car, and so many things. And I fly so many times with Ryanair, I have not seen one person winning. So it's sudurlabha, very, very difficult. So sometimes sadhakas, there are many, but to get what Narada Muni got, although it is available for everyone, but to become committed as he was and to get such a special mercy, it's something very special. Uh-huh. Yeah, and darshan may come, you are right, may come just before or at the time of death. Sometimes it happens, like the prize, the mercy, Krishna says, okay, you pass the test here. And the curtains open in the heart. I remember I read one in Back to Godhead, one article of one devotee, I forgot who she or he was. Maybe some of you, I think it was in Canada, who was worshipping Tulsi Devi, and he or she saw Tulsi Devi, Vrinda Devi at the time of death. When she was dying, she said, "Oh no, I'm seeing the original Tulsi Devi." Or she was seeing very clearly, very purely. So darshan may come at the end. Hope against hope, Prabhupada says, we should continue. So tomorrow we will continue with the last part of the chapter on engaging everything in the service of the Lord as instructed by Sri Narada Muni. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.